Kenora, food banks have become extremely important ever since the war in Ukraine started driving prices of food products to an all-time high. The Filling the Gap food bank in the basement of the Dairy Bar in Kenora has been gaining attention in meeting this need. The Kenora Composite School Grade 12 students began their annual food drive where students donate non-perishable food products to people who are in need. Pastor Mavis Watson, who runs the food bank, said it all started when she got a call from a grade 12 student in 2013, and since then the school's oldest students have been pitching in. In the latest grade 12 contribution, they donated enough food to fill 40 boxes. According to Watson, the food bank sends out hampers of food at least once a week. She also stated that one thing the food bank sees every now and then is when someone gets help, they may donate later down the road when they are in a more stable financial position. This year's donation was met with a big thank you to the students and is expected to return in future years. Cougar Corner Global Story of the Week. Canada's National Transportation Board is investigating a massive train derailment near Macon, Sask. On December 1, the Canadian Pacific train was carrying a wide variety of goods including new vehicles, lumber, and even crude oil, which ignited causing a massive fireball to shoot up into the 9 a.m. skies. According to the RCMP, the explosion forced the closure of Highway No. 39 in both directions. An emergency alert was issued for the surrounding area telling nearby residents that they may be forced to flee to the Middale Civic Centre as a precaution. Stephanie Davis from CTV Rehina reported that when she arrived in the area shortly after noon, the fire was still raging on and that a nearby school was placed on hold and secure mode to prevent anyone from inhaling possible fumes. The Transportation Safety Board will be examining the rail as a main part of the investigation after two other major derailments in March that occurred in the same week on the same track. The derailment also brought up the debate of carrying crude oil and other hazardous goods by rail. The accident is the fourth major train derailment in Saskatchewan to involve dangerous products. In 2014, a Canadian National train derailed near Clare, Sask, causing a massive explosion and the evacuation of the hamlet. In December 2019 and Feb 2020, two Canadian Pacific trains hauling crude oil derailed within 5 kilometers of each other near Guernsey, Sask. The debate of hauling crude began following the Lac-Mégantic disaster where a runaway train carrying crude crashed and went off the rails in Lac-Mégantic, K, killing 47 people.